fire. The Trump administration may be tweaking the troop withdrawal from northern Syria. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
President Trump has insisted he's pulling all American troops out.
We're bringing our soldiers back home.
But some may now stay in Syria to make sure its oil fields don't fall into Islamic State militant hands.
Those are things that we would have to present to the president.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper in Afghanistan hours before the president said he's thinking about it.
I don't think it's necessary, other than that we secured the oil.
Either way, the troops coming out of Syria will not immediately be going home. Esper says they'll at least temporarily go to Iraq to keep fighting the militants. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a cabinet meeting today, Trump complained about having to withdraw his Florida golf course and resort hosting the G7 summit next June.
It would have been the greatest G7 ever.
The president also chided Republicans as the impeachment inquiry continues.
The Republicans have to get tougher and fight. We have some that are great fighters, but they have to get tougher and fight because the Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election, which is coming up.
The Charge d'Affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, William Taylor, is expected to testify tomorrow before a trio of House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry. There have been at least four storm-related deaths in Oklahoma. National Weather Service has an EF3 twister, top sustained winds of 140 miles per hour, hit Dallas yesterday, while an EF1 hit a suburb. Nicole Schultz says her home was in the tornado's path.
Metal sheets in the trees, and my neighbor's insulation is in my trees, and my neighbor's fences in my yard. I'm speechless.
Mayor Eric Johnson says it was very fortunate no one died in Dallas. This is AP News. Climate change leads to stronger El Niños. Ed Donahue has more.
Scientists examined 33 El Niños and found since the 1970s they have been forming farther to the west in warmer waters. El Niño triggers weather extremes. Depending on the location, they can set off droughts or flooding. The Pacific gets more hurricanes during an El Niño, and the Atlantic gets fewer. In the U.S., El Niño makes winters milder and wetter. Florida State University El Niño expert Alan Clark says the study focused too much on water temperature when the formation of El Niño depends on the connection of water and the atmosphere. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The first federal trial in the opioid crisis has been scrapped in Cleveland. Most of the defendants reaching settlements with Summit County and Cuyahoga County, Ohio. That case is also thought to be a bellwether for other cases that are continuing, some 2,600 across the country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.